T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, if you're calling number 9-800-400-3697, you get a pair of tickets to see Sarah Bareilles at the Chase Center on October 26th. Can't wait to see something at the Chase Center.
I know. Oh, that's what I circled. Sarah Bareilles is on James Corden tonight.
Oh.
So I wonder if they're going to do their karaoke.
Carpool karaoke? Mm-hmm. Yeah. She'd be a good one.
Yeah.
She's so good. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. If you want to check her out there for free, call us now, 800-400-3697. Ashley's on the phone to talk to our little intern. All right, we are going to start with Kevin Hart.
Okay.
He is...
good. Happy. Fine. In a wheelchair.
No. Nope, he's walking around.
Okay.
He is back on his own 2 feet. Sources say he reported to work this week promoting his upcoming Jumanji sequel in a marketing campaign.
All right.
He's nowhere near 100% yet. He is committed to fulfilling his commitments as best as he can. He did 2 hours of shooting on set on Monday, another 2 hours on Tuesday. He'll do a couple more today, apparently. He has not been in full costume for these shoots, and he's not walking much either, sitting through most of the day. He can walk on his own, but he's, you know, he got his back fused in 3 places and is in the middle of some pretty hardcore physical therapy. But I think this is a great, I mean, it was 6 weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah.
Everybody else on set, The Rock, Blackjack, Nick Jonas, and among others, have been doing full days.
Blackjack?
What did I say? Did I say Blackjack?
Yeah.
Hilarious. Jack Black.
Oh. I heard Jack Black, but okay.
The Rock, Jack Black, Nick Jonas, and other people who are in this movie are doing full days. They're not recovering from a near fatal.
Well, I would think most people would want to give him as much comfort as he needs and cover as he needs.
Absolutely.
But so, I also bet for the money he's paid, he's probably like, I got to be there.
Right.
I got paid a lot of money to do this.
Right. And so if they're shooting, hopefully they're figuring ways around it, you know? I mean, and certainly CG can help. Is that one of those cold brews?
This is what we had to buy to cover the no electricity in the morning.
You got to have your coffee.
Cold brew coffee.
I should get some of those and put them in the fridge for just in casers.
That's what we did. And thankfully, because I'm not used to not having coffee.
No. Well, there is no life without coffee.
Right. And to tell you the truth, I like iced coffee on afternoons.
Me too.
This is not the coffee I want at this time of day.
No, I want a hot coffee.
Can you heat that up?
Probably.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I was
busy. We could go get you a Starbucks.
No, it's okay. I was busy trying to figure out, can I? I can. I turn the gas on and then I get a lighter and I'm like.
Yeah.
Hey, I can make oatmeal.
Oh, great.
Yes.
So I made oatmeal and had a cold brew.
That is the benefit of having a gas stove.
Mm-hmm.
The gas still flows.
But it doesn't have the... So
it doesn't light up. You need a lighter for that.
You have to keep your face back and go...
Hope for the best.
So anyway, Kevin Hart is he's out of the hospital. He's at home. He's been getting outpatient care since September. He has a physical therapist who comes by to work with him. He's been easing back into full health with approved activity. He was a workout hound, too, so this has got to be hard for him. If you missed it last month, he had a custom-built muscle car, supposedly driven by a friend, although people saw him climbing out of the driver's side window, and we've gotten absolutely no updates as to the condition of the other two people.
Well,
there was someone in the backseat and supposedly...
lawyers involved. They're
I'm sure.
Suing.
It ended in a ditch off of Mulholland Highway. Mulholland. 3 spinal fractures for Kevin. Surgery to fuse them. I don't know how he got pulled out of that. I mean, who knows what damage they did pulling him. He was not at the scene. They took him to his house before an ambulance came to get
him.
It's
all weird.
It's already a miracle that he survived. So good for him for getting back to work as soon as he can. Speaking of horrible car wrecks, do you know who Errol Spence is?
No.
They're saying Errol Spence is a, well, he is a fighter. Some of his stats are he is currently the IBF and WBC welterweight champion.
Okay, so a boxing, not UFC.
No. Yeah, they're calling him a fighter here, but that's boxing. He is 26-0 as a pro fighter. He has high-profile victories over, they name these other, I don't know anybody in boxing. They say Mikey Garcia, Kell Brook, Chris Algieri. Anyway, he's a, you know, if you are paying attention to boxing, you probably know who this Errol Spence guy is. He's actually known for his love of fast cars. Expensive fast cars.
I have a love for expensive fast cars, too. I just don't have any of them.
You just have a minivan.
He is badly injured. This happened early this morning in Dallas.
You're a mean lady.
I know.
He's in the ICU in Dallas. He crashed a white Ferrari early this morning.
I bet he was going slow, huh?
Probably. And it did not have a top. He was driving on Riverfront Boulevard about 3 o'clock this morning at a high rate of speed, surprisingly. And according to cops, the car went over the center median, flipped at least 5 times.
Oh, my God.
He was not wearing a seatbelt.
Oh, and so wait, he launched out.
He was out by the first spin.
And there was no top, you said?
They're saying it doesn't appear the vehicle has a roof.
Oh, my God.
So he was ejected from the car. He was not wearing a seatbelt, so he was ejected from the car, suffered serious injuries. I'll show you these photos. It's just incredible. The car is... center of it still actually seems intact.
Tires are off the rails.
Yeah, it's
like completely off.
He was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. They're saying he is expected to survive. The Dallas police raced to the scene. Several officers were seen investigating the crash. They're reporting, I think this is TMZ, reporting that alcohol, it's unclear if officers believe alcohol was a factor. Hard to,
I guess. That hour of the night?
Right, and losing control of a car. Although these, you know, they do say that those cars are super touchy and, I don't know, you slip on a patch. And so they say his love of fast exotic cars is well documented. For years, he's posted pictures on social media with supercars that look similar to the one in the crash. He is from DeSoto, Texas. And he actually just defeated someone named Sean Porter in a super high-profile welterweight title fight on September 28th at Staples Center. He's undefeated. Some people were calling it the fight of the year. I'm assuming he's the guy on the left then. They don't have a caption there. So I hope that everything goes well for that guy. First I'm ever hearing of him. It's because he's in a car crash where his car flipped 5 times.
Police are saying he's expected to survive.
Which is good news. Although
not always,
will
but
he continue his career?
Right. Well, if he doesn't, he'll be, you know, the guy who ended his career 26-0.
At 29.
Oy.
With all that, oh man.
I know.
Could have had a great life if he wouldn't have.
Well, we all make a mistake.
Well, let's hope he makes a full recovery.
Let's hope. Actually, that's probably a guy who now is going to be on our radar, and we're going to, we'll hear the whole story. Larry King is divorcing Sean Southwick. That's kicking into high gear. Their house is up for sale. They have a giant house with a 2-bedroom guest house that they're listing. It's in Beverly Hills.
Any rumors on his next?
I don't know, the Crypt Keeper. I just don't know who's. Although I suppose a guy like Larry King can get anybody, any young thing he wants. He's made of money. So the house is listed for about $17 million. And they say that that's a big step in reaching the divorce settlement as they divest themselves of things and split everything up. It's a 5-bedroom Tuscan-style house that they bought in 07 for just under $12 million. So if they get anywhere near their asking price, that's a tidy little profit. Hmm. It's 11,000 square feet, which is humongous.
That is big.
Let's see.
They got a couple kids, right?
Yeah. I believe their kids are grown, though, aren't they?
I don't know about that.
God, how many generations of kids has he had?
A lot.
I wonder.
In fact, one of the reasons he decided to file for divorce is he had a heart attack and was in the hospital, and she was trying to get him to change his will. Remember that?
Right.
Yeah.
And the will was going to like exclude his sons, who I assume are from a previous union. I don't know.
Right.
That's so scary. that people
would take advantage of someone in a hospital bed, possibly their death. In fact, I think they had told her he's on his deathbed. And she went, well, let's go get this son.
Well, also, if you think about, like, I think, look at the kids I've got, right? I mean, I'm doing this way late in life, but you look at the kids I have right now, those are my kids. They're getting whatever I leave behind. The idea that the next family's going to be all, well, not them.
Mm-hmm.
This is for us.
Right.
Like, what a shine on. Obviously, he's mad about it because he's divorcing her, but that sucks.
Let's see. He filed for divorce from Sean in August after 22 years of marriage.
And his eighth marriage.
Yeah. Eighth.
Oh, my God. This is on the heels of his medical crisis where 85-year-old Larry King suffered what doctors had described as Sean King, I guess, Sean Southwick, as a heart attack. They'd had marital trouble for years. We'd even heard he was banging her sister for a while.
Yeah, and then she was banging the kid's soccer coach.
Oh, yeah. There were all kinds of gross things. Larry's breaking point was Sean asking him to adjust his will and trust while he was hospitalized, allegedly to screw his two sons out of their inheritance. Sean's sister, though? I think that was almost, like, permitted. Like, wasn't the sister living with them for a while, and there was a whole weird, like, she'll take care of your needs thing going on?
I don't remember the...
I don't know this story.
It was not pretty. It was weird. And that was right around the time when the first... Like, there have been a few times where it's like, they're going to break up. They're going to break up. Yeah. And then they wind
for
up...
For, like, 4 years.
I mean, in the lore of cheating, getting the sister, that's a bold move. Getting the soccer coach, that's low down.
At least that's outside the family.
Come on.
I mean, you're not just breaking up your marriage, you're breaking up a whole family.
That's not a big play, the soccer coach.
Sean's side denies that she was trying to screw the two sons out. She says she was blindsided by the divorce, but she wasn't going to fight him on it because the doctor said he was dying. She's like, all right.
And the soccer coach is giving it to me.
Yeah. By the way, I'm satisfied.
I like the way you say that.
Thank you. There's an NBC news reporter who was interrupted live on the air. Did you already see this?
No.
It's so cute.
Is it?
Remember, I don't know, a year or two ago, there was a guy who was just doing a report from what looked like a hotel room, although it turned out to be like his home office, and like his little kid comes in. And then a kid in one of those walking things comes in, and then the nanny comes running and like, oh, get out of here. This isn't quite at this level, but it is pretty cute. And she gets a little distracted. Her kids are at work, so here we go.
Well, so,
okay, so she gets past it.
The seriousness of the news she's reporting is the real issue here.
Right.
The kids are kids.
Yeah.
But that's for real, that we got out of the way so Turkey could storm Syria.
They said there are 11,000 ISIS prisoners that the Kurds are holding, and they're going to be loose?
I don't know.
This seems terrible.
I don't know.
People are like, oh, it's so far away. Oh, my God.
But
anyway,
yeah,
very serious news.
Serious story.
And,
as her kid reaches up and grabs at her boob.
Right. Maybe she's still nursing. Who knows?
I don't know.
The kid might have been hungry. Yeah, but the poor lady's trying to report the news, and I don't know. Where's the nanny? She had to bring her kids. Maybe her power was off and she had to bring her kids into work.
Oh.
I don't know.
Too soon.
I know. Sorry. Sesame Street.
Yeah.
They added a homeless kid a few years ago. Her name.
You mean a homeless puppet?
A homeless puppet.
Okay.
Someone who, yeah.
I don't know what that
Well,
means.
I mean, are they all supposed to be kids? I don't really know. Carly is her name. She's bright green with yellow hair.
Bert and Ernie would be considered kids?
I guess not. No, they seem like grown men.
The Count isn't a kid.
No, he's not a kid. Right.
Who else is there? Well, Elmo's just not a thing at all.
Yeah. I mean, I guess Muppets are ageless, right? And they're just there to teach your kids lessons. So Sesame Workshop is exploring the backstory of Carly, who is this little friend of Elmo's. Her mother's battling addiction.
Oh,
and
wow, that is heavy. They're doing that on Sesame Street?
They are. Well, the ones that are airing are going to be online only. So you'll have to choose to show these to your kids or not. Sesame Street creators said they turned to the issue of addiction since data shows 5.7 million children under age 11 live in households with a parent with substance abuse disorder. This woman, Kama Einhorn, she's a content manager with Sesame Workshop, says there's nothing else out there that addresses substance abuse for young kids from their perspective. It's a chance to model to adults a way to explain what they're going through with kids and to offer simple strategies to cope. Even if a parent at their most vulnerable, at the worst of their struggle, can take one thing away when they watch it with their kids, then that serves the purpose. So what they're doing is they're taking a real life little girl. Her name is, she's 10 years old, and her name is Salia. Her parents are in recovery, and Carly says, hi, it's me, Carly. I'm here with my friend, the little puppet says, I'm here with my friend Salia. Both of our parents have had the same problem, addiction. Salia says, my mom and dad told me that addiction's a sickness. And I think it's Carly says, yeah, a sickness that makes people feel like they have to take drugs or drink alcohol to feel okay. My mom was having a hard time with addiction. I felt like my family was the only one going through it. But now I've met so many other kids like us, it makes me feel like we're not alone. Right, we're not alone, says Salia. And it's okay to open up to people about our feelings. They do, and then they proceed to go through a bunch of exercises that apparently psychologists or, you know, people who are helping these children, counselors, put these kids through, like things like drawing flowers with huge petals and putting your emotions onto them, and breathing exercises.
Intense.
I know, like super serious, but if almost 6 million, it is great.
So great.
And for a kid to feel like I'm not the only one going through this.
One of the heaviest things that I've experienced as I've sort of been going through recovery and talked with a lot of people is the kids of alcoholics end up being the adult. And their childhood is stolen from them, and they don't recover from that easily. Mm-hmm. Often they're so mad at the parent that they're not able to ever have a relationship. And it takes a lot to recover from that for the parent to fully apologize and show growth, and for the kid to finally go, I guess I just have to be a grown up and not be mad at that person anymore, as they've had to cover for their parent through all of their childhood events.
Horrible.
It's intense.
It's a whole other way of life that, you know, that all these kids are and have historically suffered with, that just really isn't shared out there. And I think this is an amazing thing for Sesame Street to do. So those are online only. I want to say that they're on HBO Max now, right?
I don't know about that.
Sesame Street, I'm getting a thumbs up from Vaughn. Is it even on PBS anymore? Or is it all just reruns?
No,
he's saying
no.
He doesn't think so. But yeah, so if you have HBO, I think you have access. I'm not sure how the Max thing works because HBO plus a subscription go. Then there's this Max.
Yeah, I don't
know. So I'm not, you know, if you're looking for it, you might have to look hard. Anyway. Moving on, just a little nugget to end us here. Dennis Rodman says, if anybody can make peace between the NBA and China, that's him.
Oh, boy.
I mean, obviously, you guys. How did we not think of him immediately? He says all he needs is an airplane ticket. Just get me over there. He posted a video yesterday on his official Twitter account. He held up two photos, one of him with, he appears to be sitting courtside with a laughing King Kim Jong-un. And second of him with a smiley President Donald Trump.
You know what's so interesting about this? If you don't know the story, Daryl Morey, the GM, I believe, of the Houston Rockets, is a guy who tweeted support for the people of Hong Kong.
Right. And then China said, no more NBA.
Right. And the NBA has big money interest in China.
Right.
Big.
They say individual teams will suffer between $10 and $25 million in losses apiece.
Right. It's
depending on
how money
they're...
interest. Right. And so does each of the players have big interest.
Right.
So does Nike have big interest. So this one tweet this dude made has brought down this relationship in a way. And he hasn't been hurt. I think he's still under his bed. Like he deleted it and took off. And he's supposed to be a super smart guy.
Right.
So you'd think he'd have understood the ramifications of what he was tweeting. But.
Well, he certainly started a conversation because there is no clear-cut way on how they're going to proceed forward with this. They're getting accused of, you know, being a China's friend for money, and now they're sort of walking that back and saying, no, this is free speech, and we don't need them.
I think that's the side they need to come down on.
Agreed. So I think Maury hopefully will be okay, having started this whole...
Well...
I'm sure there's going to be some lingering resentment for the loss of revenue.
I think they'd have preferred the conversation not take place,
right,
Daryl?
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news? Daryl.
Daryl.
Daryl. Hi.
Hi. Bill.
Daryl.
Ways you're encouraging a break-in and more after these.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That's Maddie Poppy.
God, she's
great. We're really obsessed because there's a billboard up over the Bay Bridge, for God's sake.
Yep.
James
awesome.
Posted it, yeah.
Maddie I haven't Poppy. Seen it yet in real life, but I saw the picture.
Yeah, it says like, hashtag obsessed right there. The
that's
corner.
How you billboard.
Yeah. Got our name in there real big. Allison 97.3.
Oh, not our name.
Oh, no, not our name.
Oh.
No, we're not. There is space for it. I noticed there's a pretty big space there. They could have put like Sarah and Vinny mornings, 5:30
Maybe they charge
10.
By the letter. You don't know.
Maybe they do. You know, this looks like an electronic billboard, too. It must change a lot, so... Well, if you're sitting in traffic, the Bay Bridge, check us out. Honk your horn when you see it. See if that works. You know, everyone will be honking together. Like, oh fun, we're all together, Alice listeners.
All right.
Anyway, Maddie Poppy, that's our Alice obsession. We're obsessed.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 24-Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today. 24-Hour Fitness.
All right. 24 hours.
It's fun.
Fitness.
Remember when you used to love the smell of cocaine?
Yeah, I do. It was bad news, man.
Well, that's the thing is
I was in a bad mood all the time, right up until like the guy would show up. I was like, oh my God, thank God he's here. Woo.
Your dealer.
Well, we worked at a bar. I mean, we were all bitches until that guy showed up. It was pretty crazy.
This guy would roll through the bar, hook all of you up, and then be honest, this was daily?
No, I don't know when it was. I mean, I would get it from the manager of the bar. She would be, you know, dispensing it out. I'd be like, oh, thank God that guy just walked
you
in.
You pay for it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right out of my tip jar. You know, it was really an expensive habit for a 19-year-old to have.
Yeah.
In my own experience, what I found is, first of all, that stuff makes no one likable.
Oh, no.
Like,
no,
you do not become more likable as a person. Mm-hmm. And it makes even the strongest willed or least addict minded person an addict.
Yeah. Mm.
Like any person can be like one more bump.
Let me into
the bathroom.
Please, I know what you're doing in there. Let me in.
I don't like being at it's ridiculous.
Anyway. I was somewhere the other day and someone offered me something.
No.
And had the biggest bag. And said, this is the best bleep ever, straight off a brick.
And you totally went for it, right?
No, I was like, first of all, I looked at myself and thought, do I look like a coke whore? Like, do I look like a coke
You'd be
what
way
is
skinnier.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Dang it, I should do coke. I'd be way skinnier, that's for
I've
sure.
Actually
that is
it.
Doggone for
like,
sure.
Damn.
And I just thought, I looked at myself and went, oh my goodness. And I said, oh gosh, no, thank you so much, though. Thank you.
Yeah. Hit me later after a couple more drinks. Then I might be.
No, I just don't. I can't do coke.
Wow.
Yeah. I am not into coke at all. I really never have been.
Well, you're lucky because it's pricey.
That was in some random bar.
That was in
Had
a place.
Had to be. Right.
I'm not going to say where it was. And it wasn't some skeezy bar. It was a high-class place.
Well, oh. Well, that's where, because it's money.
Coke
you know?
Is the expensive drug.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It was a very high-class restaurant.
He pulled it out and showed it to you?
That's like,
weird.
Whoa.
Why is that weird?
I don't know. Pulling it out? Like,
well,
were you hidden somewhere? I mean, I feel like there's cameras everywhere. I'm going to pull my stash out. Come on.
Enough cocaine to fill up two briefcases washed ashore in South Carolina. Family was there vacationing. A family of tourists were in town and saw the large item on shore. They picked it up and quickly took it home. I'm sure they were hoping it was, you know, filled with money.
Yeah.
unfortunately, was filled with 20 kilos of cocaine.
Damn.
That's 40 pounds of coke.
How much is that worth? Gotta be kajillions of bucks.
They say each kilo is $30,000. So 30,000 times 20. Sarah, don't pull out your cat.
Well, it's like $600,000.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Or possibly $6 million.
No,
one of those.
No, you just were going with $600,000.
No. Hold on. So what do you say?
30,000 times 20.
Times 20. $600,000.
You did it.
Oh, look at you.
I took a wild stab at it.
And you got it good.
Somehow.
Anyway, I can see it. They see these briefcases. They must have thought, it's got to be cash. Let's get it home.
Hell yeah.
Let's get it home real quick. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they...
How disappointing. I bet they had a good party that night.
Opened
though.
It up. One family member cut into it and realized it was white powder.
Oh, boy.
That's when they immediately called 911 because they probably thought, we don't want no trouble.
Yeah, that is cool. Trouble that you're going to... That's not good trouble.
So $500,000 or more of cocaine washed ashore in South Carolina. A vacationing family found it.
I'll tell you, I'm glad I never found $500,000 worth of cocaine. I mean, honest to God, that'd be the end of me. Burn a hole in my face, you know?
Pull out, what's that?
Artie Lang?
No. Oh. The other dude. The movie dude.
Oh, Scarface?
Scarface.
The point of my lead-in was to say, if they'd have tried that, they may have had a different response to anybody... I just feel like that drug is weirdly addictive to anyone who tries it, even the strongest person.
Somehow it takes you over, like, and the only thing you want is more.
Oh, let's just have a little. Mm. They would have done the whole damn thing. Mm. I think. I mean,
until
I'm just
guessing.
Until
it was all gone.
Well, if they'd lived that long.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's go have something to snort.
It's crazy.
I've burned a hole in my head.
Hey, I should mention real quick that the Pats play another gimme tonight versus the Giants. It's Thursday night football. And since the Bay Area hates the Dodgers, you must have loved last night's game as the Nationals.
In spectacular fashion.
Won the game, sent the Dodgers home with a grand slam in the 10th inning.
Ooh.
That's something to see.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, and the power's been out in the Bay Area a lot of different places, including at my house. But watch me bright side, everyone.
Look at you. What's the bright side?
You at least got your stuff ready in case there's an earthquake, right? Now we know to be ready. We got our Where's the flashlight? I don't know. you spent some time looking around for all the stuff you probably haven't thought about in a while.
Got some water.
The bright side is you got your act together.
Cans of beans.
Of course, the downside is you're going to sit there in the dark again tonight. It looks like this is going to go on for a couple days.
Yeah, life is so boring without our electronics. I mean, what are we going
to
do?
I didn't get to see Survivor.
No.
Did you?
I did.
Oh,
I still have power.
Oh.
Unbelievably.
What about
all
you, Izzy?
Did I watch Survivor?
Do you have power?
Yes.
Oh, Alex? Yep. Oh, yeah. God damn it. What's going on around here?
Vaughn,
you have power?
Yes.
Yeah, Vaughn's in the city.
I'm the only guy.
You're the only sucker.
Wow, you are rough today.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you live up in the wooded mountains. It's bound to happen.
67 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Each way.
64.
I don't think so.
No, I think it's 75.
You don't know.
Yeah, we've been there.
Yeah, we've been there. It takes all day. Like, how does he do this twice a day? This is forever away.
You need to do it at 4 in the morning. That's how.
Oh, really? Okay.
A sex psychologist named Dr. Justin Laymiller.
Of course his name is Lay Miller.
Recently surveyed 4,000 Americans about their sexual fantasies for his new book, Tell Me What You Want.
Oh.
Are there any things that you want that you haven't just asked, that you're holding back on asking for?
A little less?
Is that... Oh, that's not right. Mm-hmm. That is not what I was fishing for. That is awful.
Well.
Less. You're once a week.
Yeah. A little less than that would be fine. Maybe every third week. I don't know.
Anyway.
Let's put it on the calendar, hon. No, I don't really. Me and John have done a lot. I mean, we're very tame. Don't get me wrong. We haven't tried a bunch of, but anything that either one of us wants to try, usually the other person's game for it.
Turns out one out of four of us have sexual fantasies about cartoon characters.
Oh, really?
One out of four.
Well, Jessica Rabbit really opened that door. I mean,
never for me. Never.
You should look at anime.
I don't want to.
Anime porn is hot. Yes,
I understand.
Hot.
As I've seen,
and they can
the
have
little...
as many boobs as you want. A whole cluster of them. They can really draw anything.
You're killing your boy over here. Is that something you're into, Alex?
No.
Oh. What is your fantasy of choice, Alex?
Don't put me on the spot like that.
Really?
Please.
Are you sure, though?
He just is. You should have seen his face change. I really hope the looking glass
he
is on
gets
him.
Red.
He does. It's adorable and easy to make happen. Uh-huh. All right, you're off the spot.
More than half of us have fantasized about a fictional character from a book or a movie.
Oh, I have, for
you
sure.
You have?
Sure, definitely.
No.
Yeah, not me either.
I mean, I sort of wish I did, but I don't.
Yeah. I read a lot of books with like hot main characters.
Mm-hmm.
I can go there in my head for fantasy, but I prefer, I'm a visual. I'm like, dude, I like to look at stuff. Naked ladies in particular. Sorry.
Right, Alex?
Yes.
Oh, you agree?
I agree.
Right.
Uh-huh.
No anime for you?
Nope.
You should try it. It's cool.
1 in 3 have fantasized about a mythical creature like a vampire or Bigfoot. And yeah, 1 of 6 have fantasized
Bigfoot?
About...
Who's
aliens.
Bigfoot?
Well, somebody. Aliens is on the list for 1 in 6.
Well, what do they got going on? What are they packing?
Anything you want. It's your fantasy.
Oh. Good one.
I mean, you get to make them up, right? I mean, isn't that the deal in your fantasies?
It's just like an alien, and it's got a probe, and...
I mean, you could...
And I'm lashed to a table or something. Like, uh-oh.
There, see? You're
time.
Doing it. Look at you go.
Oh, no. Get away from me with that big probe.
I could try to imagine what something looks like, but you know what's way better? A picture of it.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I almost never... I mean, I'm sure I have looked at porn by myself. I have nothing against porn. I'm down right. with it. I do find it hot when it's on. I don't need that. I literally sit and picture stuff. I'll even picture things from porns that I've seen in the past. Well, that's pretty hot. All right. Oops, done. All right.
Oops, done?
Yeah, oh my God, it takes 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
I have to hold it off when I'm alone.
All right.
Takes no time. Does it take you a long time?
30.
30 seconds?
30?
Yeah. I could do it in a commercial.
Yeah. It's funny.
A commercial break.
It takes me a lot longer with a partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Mm. Oh, it totally does to girls.
Yeah.
Why does it make sense that it takes forever when we're there
because
trying to help you?
Because what she said, you just go in your mind.
Yeah.
You just go in your mind and da 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 da.
And boom,
go in your mind. I mean, just.
Yeah, it's you getting moved around and stuff.
You know? I know. You're like flipping me places and making me do stuff.
Yeah, for you. I'm doing that for you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you out.
You know, I'll be like, go really slow right now. I'm almost there. Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Thanks. I think it's just like.
Get your clothes and get out.
Get your clothes and get out.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, go really slow. Oh, yeah.
5 mistakes, or I don't know if I'll get to all of them, but ways that you are encouraging burglars to break into your place.
Well, can I guess? Saying you're on vacation on Facebook.
Oh, that's a good one.
Survey says?
It's not on the list, but I agree that's an absolute huge mistake.
Not having enough lights on at the front of your house.
Well, they say leaving the lights on when you're not home is one of the mistakes you make. It's fine for one night. Or it's fine if you put everything on a timer.
But if it's on at 3 in the morning.
But if you just leave them on and leave for a week, then they will recognize if they're casing your place. They will
case
recognize.
In the joint.
Oh, no one's been around all day. No one's gone in there at night. Mm. And now I have a clear view of everything I need to steal.
Right. Wow. Peek in there.
Leaving the key under the mat is a huge one.
Yeah. There it is.
You've just let someone into your house.
Right.
The key under the old key under the mat.
Yeah.
Like, you need to really stop losing your keys.
Well, sometimes you leave it there for, like, your kid or something.
No, you need to not.
Yeah.
Put it around their neck like they used to in the 70s. It's called latch key. It's a key on a necklace. Just bring that back.
Yeah.
Did you have a key on a necklace?
I didn't. We never locked our house when I was growing up.
Oh, wow.
We lived out in the country. It was actually a long walk from the road to our house.
Wow.
Yeah. We lived on this little dirt road. Ugh, it's awful. No one was going to rob us. Jesus, I can't get the truck in.
Leaving your blinds open is a huge mistake.
Yeah.
You think you're just letting the light in, but what you're also allowing is for someone to see all of the different ways in and out and things you own all
during
the way
the day
around.
And then at night, even if you close them. Well, I'm not going to close my house up during the day. But it's true, we do have stuff right there. If you looked in the window, you'd be like, oh, well, this is going to be easy.
Right.
They probably haven't spotted my dragon in the backyard, though.
Our house, I think our house, they'd be up. There's nothing there. Yeah.
That looks like a hotel room. That must be an Airbnb.
Yeah,
it's all devoid of personal touches.
Our place, and believe me.
There's not one thing hanging on the walls. Everything's really neat and clean.
There's a TV, but whatever. It's like hella old, so.
TVs anymore, I don't even think are worth stealing.
I know. Yeah.
There's too many of them out there.
Right.
Unless you've got one of the really new high-tech things.
I guess, and who can tell from looking in a window?
I think the TVs I bought 2 years ago, the ones that we're currently using, are probably worth nothing today.
I know. Remember, I remember
I'd have to give them away.
My first flat-screen TV, I want to say we paid almost $5,000 for it.
Really?
Yeah, because it was one of the, you know, right when it was coming out, and it was actually really heavy and really pretty thick, too, compared to, like, they're tiny now.
Right.
It was 4 or 5 inches. We had to, like, open the wall and put in bracing, and we hung it up. We're like, oh, my God, it's amazing. We have the height of technology. And 2 years later, for, like, $1,200, you could get a 70-incher that weighed 4 pounds.
Right.
Hang it up like a picture on a frame. It's incredible. And the smart TVs now, like you need less boxes underneath than you used to. Like
right.
It's all in there integrated.
Yeah, I have 2 Samsungs that I bought, I don't know how many years ago, but they were pretty cheap then, but they can't be worth anything now. Yeah. I'd probably have to give them to Goodwill.
Yeah, I bet you people don't steal TVs anymore.
Anyway, buying something expensive and leaving the empty box outside is a tip-off to the burglars, and having a ladder outside where they can access it so they can actually get in your window. You've left the ladder out.
Thank you. Oh, my
welcome,
God.
Welcome.
And now they know.
Rolled out the welcome mat.
Durr.
Durr, George.
Oh, let me do a couple fast facts for you.
Oh, yeah. You've got plenty of time. Fast fact. I love those.
Coins from 19... Your dad had a huge coin collection.
He did. He recently sold it.
Coins from 1931 to 1933 are extremely rare.
Oh, they melted them all down?
Because of the Great Depression, no one needed them.
Oh.
So the U.S. Mint stopped producing almost all coins.
That's
so
crazy.
So what is out there is worth a lot.
31 to 33?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty, that's interesting. I would have thought, actually, I guess it wasn't close enough to the Second World War. I wondered if they melted down. Do you know how they needed all the metal they could get? And they were melting everything down for metal. Mm. But I guess, you know, 31 was too far away.
Elvis.
What about Elvis?
One of the world's biggest music stars.
Sure.
Never performed outside North America.
Oh,
really?
I've heard that before, because the Colonel had some kind of felony charge against him.
Oh, his manager guy?
Yeah, and he couldn't travel abroad.
Other than a few shows he did in Canada in 1957, he never performed outside the United States.
Holy cow. They say the Colonel's the one who got him hooked on all those drugs.
They say a lot of things about that Colonel.
Yeah. You know, Elvis bought himself a pharmacy because he thought that he'd be able to just... We'll order more drugs.
Yeah.
And we'll have all the drugs we need because we own the pharmacy.
Well, that's thinking like a drug addict.
Yeah. Bought a pharmacy.
That's how that goes. Mm. I used to see like bus on TV in the news and be like, oh no, the pot's going to go away. It's going to get hard to get. Like the trickle down wasn't going to get to me.
Yeah.
Now. Oh, that's too bad.
Did that ever happen?
No, of course. I mean, this pot.
You still got it, huh?
Yeah, there's
people growing it out on their back porches.
Pot. Potheads find pot. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
You know what? I got a whole music news roundup that I'm going to do.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.